There are many issues the Washington, D.C. staff of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is involved with every day. And according to Christina Butts, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for NCBA, dietary guidelines is just one of those.
Every 5 years, the USDA and the Health and Human Services Agency come together to pull together a scientific advisory committee of nutritionists and health experts to see if there's enough nutrition information out there to change their recommendations to Americans, known as the dietary guidelines. So even though we got the 2010 dietary guidelines in 2010, in 2011, NCBA started the prep work for the 2015 dietary guidelines that we're working on right now. They did have their second public meeting just last month, and we were a little bit concerned, well, not a little bit, but a lot concerned with some of the conversations around should protein, should meat even be part of the dietary guidelines, and if so, should you even eat beef in terms of sustainability?
Christina reminds cattle producers that NCBA is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff.
On the checkoff side, they submit a lot of information and research just to make sure that this advisory committee has the most accurate and up-to-date information that they're making these scientific recommendations off of. And then on the policy side of NCBA with our membership, we're going to be weighing in as well just to make sure that we think it's the intent of dietary guidelines to focus on nutrition and health benefits, not to get involved into sustainability or some of these other branched out topics that in past dietary guidelines discussions have also gotten brought forward. For instance, in 2010, this committee actually made a recommendation to USDA and HHS that they tell Americans to shift to a plant-based diet. Well, obviously, we knew that they were trying to say eat more fruits and vegetables, but the verbiage of shift to a plant-based diet makes people think that you want to take meat off of the plate. So we asked USDA and Health and Human Services to just be honest with consumers and say eat more fruits and vegetables if that's what you want, and USDA and HHS did make that final recommendation.
But she said they are not done yet.
There's going to be another year of meetings. There's going to be opportunities for the public to submit comments. NCBA, people involved on the research side through the Beef Checkoff are going to make sure that they're submitting all the accurate scientific information that's out there for this committee to have all the information, all the details. But these conversations are never easy in D.C. And the dietary guidelines, they need to be made sure that they're accurate and they're correct because all the nutrition policy like school lunch and other programs are based off of the dietary guidelines. So there is a commitment and dedication from NCBA standpoint to make sure that we work with our producers and we get this done in the appropriate manner.
And Christina wants cattle producers to get involved in this process.
The comments are open, so any consumer, any producer, anybody can submit comments at any time to this advisory committee. And what we're looking for producers to do as well, for producers that have backgrounds in nutrition or research or some type of health activities or health background, you know, to find a way to help us kind of engage in those conversations with your knowledge from a production standpoint, but also your focus in human nutrition or some type of medical profession, you know, to make sure that, we're helping kind of bridge that gap between the medical and healthcare professionals and nutritionist versus those of us on the production side to make sure that, we're talking in the same definitions and terminologies, especially when you use words like sustainability. You know, what is USDA trying to say that word is from a nutrition standpoint? So I think having those conversations up front are going to be very, very important.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.